Yeah, well, I guess it stems back to way before that, from when you're a little one, a little kid myself. I was always dreamt of playing AFL since I could kick a footy. I've always told my family and that I'm going to play AFL, and when it comes around to that time when it's draft day, it's pretty surreal when your name gets called out. It's all you really dream of, and then that's when it all starts.
Well, what an absolute pleasure it is to have Sam Powell Pepper on Sports Legends with Bevo, fresh off signing a new contract to 2025 for the mighty Port Adelaide Football Club. Mate, great to have you on and congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, thanks, Bevo, for having me. Very excited to be around at Port for another couple more years, and yeah, hopefully get a bit of success while I'm still around, so it'll be good.
Now, obviously, you're from WA originally. Were there any thoughts ever of going back home, you know, back to the West Coast Eagles or to the Dockers?
As a Perth boy, you'd hope to get drafted by one of your favourite teams, which for me was West Coast. But I'm so thankful that Port me up, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity. But yes, you know, you get homesick a fair bit at the start, but as you start to get settled and you build those connections, and for me myself, I've got the little one and my partner now, and we're really settled, and Adelaide's pretty much my home now. And whenever I do get back to Perth, I want to get back to Adelaide as soon as I can.
So. That's great, mate. Congratulations. I'm a new dad myself. I've got an 8-month-old, so I know exactly what it's like. And you said it's one of the best things that's happened to you, you know, becoming a dad, and you've got a daughter and you've got another one on the way, yet to know the sex about that one. So congratulations, mate. Yeah. Tell us about how that's changed things for you and you know, turned your life around.
Congratulations on the little one, mate.
Thank you.
She's our little one's completely changed our lives. More than we could ever imagine myself. I've always knew I wanted to be a father and have that family, and it came a little bit sooner than I expected, but it came at the perfect time. And yeah, she's the light of our life. And she, every time I come home from training, she's just, I could be cooked after a long day, but as soon as I see her yelling my name, you know, that big smile, it just gives me a whole nother bit of energy. And yeah, the main reason why I do what I do is mainly for her and for my family. So you just said before, we've got another one on the way, and we haven't found out what it is at the moment. We're going to wait until the baby's born, and Frankie's going to be a big sister, so we're excited.
So good, mate. Congratulations. And obviously, you know, it's a tough thing being a dad, like I just mentioned before. You know, you've got the ups and downs and the challenges that come with it, but what's it like? How do you cope with, the, you know, the lack of sleep and that sort of thing? Or is the wife pretty good and lets you sleep in the spare room for games and what have you?
Well, we had a good little routine going throughout the year, so I would sleep in the other room before a game, so that worked well. But as you know, parenting it's instinct. So you're left with this child, and you've come together. You have to work together, and while it's tough and you hardly get any sleep, the next day when you see that baby smile, you know, it just all that just goes behind. So
It's brilliant. And I've heard you've got the nickname of Dad at the footy club. Is that just because of being the recent dad that you are, mate, or is that another reason behind that?
It was before that, actually. So in WA, there's a little slang like Dard, D-A-R-D. It's pretty much like the short for Dardy. It's hard to explain, but it's like it's a nickname. And they all call me Dard, and then it was shortened to Dad. And then I became a dad, and then I'm still calling me Dad. So yeah.
Oh, it's gold. And last year, Peps, yeah. Would you say that was your best year personally? Because and what do you put the turnaround down to? Is it again becoming a dad, you think, or?
Yeah, I definitely think that was my best year so far. I really took that role with both hands, and I love that forward mid role. But probably before even becoming a dad, just having those tough conversations with the club and wanting to prove to myself, not just the club, but to myself that I can do it. And I'll prove them right. And I'm hoping to take it to another level this year. I'm even more motivated.
And the team personally, obviously a tough year last year, losing the first five, and it turned things around pretty well considering how many injuries, you know, with Scotty Lysett gone for most of the year and poor old Finlayson having to step up into the ruck for a fair bit of it. This year, what do you think you guys need to do to take things to that next level and push for a flag?
Yeah, like you said, we didn't have those key players at the start, but as long as everyone stays healthy this preseason, we're going to be a very good team, and I think we're playing a really strong brand of footy this year. More attack than we probably normally would, but yeah, we've got a few handy pickups: Jason Lord, Francis, Junior Rioli. Yeah, we're really, really excited, and we can't wait.
And let's go back to, you know, getting drafted back in 2016, Peps. Your name was called out at number 18 in the national draft. What was that feeling like when you heard your name being called and knowing that you were going to go to Port Adelaide, obviously going into state?
Yeah, well, I guess it stems back to way before that, from when you're a little one, a little kid myself. I was always dreamt of playing AFL since I could kick a footy. I've always told my family and that I'm going to play AFL, and when it comes around to that time when it's draft day, it's pretty surreal when your name gets called out. It's all you really dream of, and then that's when it all starts. So that first initial emotion of leaving home and going to another state, it's pretty like daunting. But as soon as you meet all the boys and you get settled, it's fine. And like I said, Adelaide's home now, and it's once you get to know Adelaide, you like it.
And where'd you play your junior footy? And tell us about the journey. And was there someone that was an influence on your career growing up, Peps, that made you want to play, you know, play footy at the highest level?
Yeah, I always played footy at school, always with my cousins and that. But I didn't actually join my first footy team until probably under 12s, probably. So when I moved in with my nan, I joined one of my first teams. The new school that I went to, a few of the lads said, come down and join this team. So I went down there, and one of my good mates' mum's always picked me up for training. My youngest footy coach, Steve Burke, yeah, he always took me to games and training, gave me my first job, and yeah, he was a real big influence for myself.
And where do you, you know, put it, where do you get that sort of side of you? You know, because you're such a raging bull, and everyone sort of says you and Ollie are the two raging bulls from the team, but that side of you, mate, have you always played your footy that way, or is there someone that, like another influence that perhaps you model your game on that way?
Yeah, no, ever since I've stepped on the footy field, I've always just gone hard, and I love that side of footy. You know, just that one-on-one contest, just fighting for that footy. I was probably a little bit bigger than the other kids back in junior footy, but keep trying to drive it, and I think we've got a few more balls now in the team. We've got Butsy, Paul and Francis. So it's not just me and Ollie anymore, the other lads.
That'd be a pretty fun training, I can imagine.
Yeah, very fun, yeah. Especially when when I'm running head on with Butsy and I'm the one that's on the floor. So he goes pretty hard.
Some of the coaches might get a bit nervous though.
That's one thing about Port Adelaide, and a lot of players that come over from other teams, they have never seen, like, the way we train is a lot different to how other teams train. We just go hard from the start. So.
Love it, mate. And I also heard from a little birdie, and I believe it's a videographer by the name of Michael Sullivan, who's a mate of mine. He told me that as a kid, you used to love eating breakfast so much so that you'd have it for dinner. You know, it was always your favourite meal of the day. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my favourite meal of the day was breakfast. So when I first started going through those growth spurts, I couldn't get to sleep because I was so excited for breakfast. And, I'd have probably like six bits of toast, like nine Weet-Bix, whatever. And I'd be like a little pig. So I'd be so excited for breakfast, I couldn't go to sleep.
That's brilliant. Well, mate, if it makes you feel any better, I still eat my Weet-Bix for dinner sometimes and a bit of honey and nothing better. So
Nothing better, man.
And we spoke off air before. You're doing a bit of building training with some of the other boys. Tell us about this, Peps.
Yeah, so this is probably the first time it's come in, but we're doing a construction course. So We did 3 weeks of carpentry and we did tiling yesterday. We've got paving next week and then painting and plastering after that. So it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty good, like hands-on, and it goes for about 3-4 hours, but it goes quick because you're just always hands-on, and I feel like it's a, yeah, it's a very good thing. I think a lot more players should get involved. I think it's about 10 of us at the moment. So, but yeah, it's very good.
And outside of footy, as well as being a dad, what other interests do you have, mate?
Well, recently I've just been getting into golf, but before that, normally I've got a little one, a little dog, sorry. So most of my time's either taking him to the beach or to the park, and my partner's family, they're in Adelaide as well at the moment. So spend a lot of time with them. She's got a little brother and little sister, so pretty hands-on with them as well. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We do little play dates and whatnot with Aaliyah's little one and Jez's little one. So we're always with them on days off. It's a real, we've got a real connection like that.
And speaking of connections, obviously everyone knows about your close relationship with Boakey and living with him. We see him as being such a squeaky clean, true professional, but is there a side to him, like with any habits he used to bug you about Boakey, or is he just like what we see?
as you said, he's very professional, and he's been in the system for over 15 years now, whatever it is. But when I lived with him, yeah, we had a few nights, you know, we have little cheat nights, whatever. We have our donuts and ice cream. But whenever we have the running the next day, we'd always look at each other, you know, like that ice cream, that donut's going to get us through this little bit of running. So it wasn't always just professional squeaky clean. We had our little treats when we deserved it. So it was good.
Oh, that's good to see. And before we let you go, we'll just have a bit of fun with a few questions for you, Peps, as well. Who's been your, you know, celebrity crush, or has there been a celebrity that you met during your time that's left you starstruck?
Well, not celebrity crush, but when I first lined up against Dusty, I idolised him, you know, before I got drafted, and always used to watch the way he played and that. And then, yeah, lined up on him one of the first centre bounces and gave me nothing. So I was a bit cut up there, but nah, it's all good.
And who's the funniest teammate at the Power and why?
Probably Butsy. I get along. He always takes the piss out of me, out of everyone, you know, and it's good laugh. Him and Houston, they're pretty funny, so yeah.
And have you come across any pranks during your time at the club, or guys are a bit more serious these days than what they used to be back in the 80s and 90s with pranks and that sort of thing?
Actually, when Tom Rockliffe was here, there was a lot of pranks going around. These days they've died off a bit, but yeah, you'd find the odd car in the oval, or the car like parked further down the road or something like that when Rocky was around. So thank God he's gone.
Did you get him back?
Yeah, I think a few of the lads got him back, got a bit of his own medicine, taste of his own medicine. So, but yeah, as I said, it's died down a bit now. I might have to bring him back.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, not too long till the season starts, mate. What's happening in the next few weeks in the lead up? Must be starting to really push up the training and that intensity.
Yeah, we've been smashing the match play. So we did a few drills today, and then we go straight into match play. But next week we've got an internal trial, and then bang, straight after that we've got two preseason games, and then round one's just around the corner. So everyone's fit and firing and ready to go.
And so one more last question, mate. Obviously, you know, being a proud Indigenous fellow that you are, what's your thoughts on the gather round? It must be a pretty special thing.
Yeah, it's very good. Can't wait to have everyone over, and I think it'll be good for the Adelaide community. And yeah, I just can't wait. I love those rounds, and yeah, really keen.
Well, Peps, or Sam Pepper, thanks so much for joining us on Sports Legends with Bevo, mate. Again, congratulations on the contract extension and, you know, a great year last year, as well as being a dad, and all the best with your, your partner with Bubs number 2, mate. Hope it all goes really well.
Thanks, Bevo. Appreciate it, mate.